Didn't I tell you when you were here that you should cut out your drinking if you wanted to improve your hearing? And he said, yes. Well, he said, why didn't you do it? Well, he said, doctor, said, I got home and I considered it. And I just decided that I like what I drank so much better than what I heard.
Ladybird won't approve of this joke, but it makes a point, and I like to make points with jokes because I can even not get bored with myself then. But, you know, a fellow came home one night and he had been drinking something maybe a little stronger than 3.2. And the next morning, early in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock, he waked his wife up and said, honey, please get me a drink of water. And she brought him a drink of water. And he drank it and said, give me another drink of water. She gave him another drink of water. All of you won't understand this story. Took another drink of water and he said, honey, this is so wonderful, let's wake the kids up and give them some of it. So we not only want to preserve and expand the beauty of America, we want to wake up all the children and all the people and bring that beauty to all of them.
But I must apologize to you this morning. We haven't done anything for business this week. You know, Vice President Barkley told the story about the man whose son he went to West Point. He got his brother a veteran's pension. He gave his daughter a job in the office. And finally he went back and the old man was fighting him and just giving him thunder in the campaign, working for his opponent. And he said, how could you do this way thing to me? Here's all the things I've done for you. He said, yes, but you haven't done anything lately.
There are some who tell us in the boardroom resolutions that it is too expensive. And there are some that say that it is too dangerous, that the effort cannot succeed. Well, that reminds me of the old fellow at Fredericksburg when we started the train up there. He had preached against it. He discouraged it. He wouldn't subscribe to it. He wouldn't be even on the committee promoting it. But when the train finally came and we had the Queen and she cut the ribbon and the steam started coming out and the train started moving from the hill country into San Antonio, while they were cutting the ribbon, he was in the back yakking that we'll never get the train started. And when she pulled out and the steam was over his head and drowned him out with the smoke, he said, well, they'll never get her stopped. I imagine Colleen.
Tell you a story about Darrell Royal sending one of his All-Americans up to play on the Washington Redskin team, trying to at least get an assignment there. And he was a proud Texan. And he was being interviewed by Otto Graham. And Graham said, tell me about yourself, young man. I know that you made All-American. I know you're from University of Texas. And I know that you're a triple threat man, but just give me some specifics. And the youngster summons up all of his Texas courage, and he said, well, Mr. Graham said, I can run the 100 yards in a little less than 10 seconds on a muddy field. And he said, I was the principal passer on our championship team. Said, we have a lot of wind in football season down our way, and said, my average pass was 64 yards against the wind last year. And Graham said, well, what about your punting? He said, 71 yards, sir. average for the season. Well, he said, that's very good. Said, all of us have our pluses and our minuses, and there's some good things and some bad, and you have a remarkable record of good things. Now tell me some of the bad things about yourself. Well, he said, Coach, I guess I do exaggerate a little. So, if I do appear to be generous with Jack, I hope you will not charge it to my credibility, but to my generosity and to maybe my Texas exaggeration. I hope I haven't exaggerated, but I may have. We had a little boy down in our country that ran out one day and said, Mama, come here quick. I saw a big old lion in our backyard. And Mother went out, and there was the old family dog, Rover, standing there. She said, that's not a lion, that's Rover. I said, now, you told a story. You go up there in that room, stay an hour, turn off the lights, get down on the knees, and beg to the Lord to forgive you for telling the story. And I'll come back and get you. An hour, she came back, and she said, did you say your prayers? Yes. Did you ask the Lord to forgive you? I said, yes. So what did the Lord say? Said, Mama, Lord said he thought it was lying too. Now, I don't know whether you see all these problems that face America, the priorities, and the tender boxes, and the poverty and the filth and the education and the disease and the isolationism and the narrow nationalism and the protectionism. I don't know whether you see these lines or not. But I hope you do. And I hope the Lord thinks they're lines too.